of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Is it pretty cold where you are? It's dangerously cold in many parts of the U.S. Wind chills of minus 30 and below in the central part of the nation. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
A large swath of the country seeing wind chills below zero and then even minus 20 to minus 30 this morning. Continuing today, we will start to see some moderation as we go through the week, but certainly still cold out there this morning.
GOP caucus goers in Iowa braved life-threatening cold last night to give Donald Trump a big win in the Republican presidential nominating contest.
Trump has won Iowa's caucuses, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a distant second and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley third. Trump says it's time for national unity.
I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative.
The GOP contest now moves to New Hampshire, which will hold the first in the nation primary on January 23rd. The Republican field has shrunk now that Vivek Ramaswamy has suspended his campaign and is now endorsing Trump. I'm Donna Warder.
After that big win last night in Iowa, Donald Trump's got another legal challenge today. This morning's trial in New York is to figure out how much more he owes the writer, E. Jean Carroll, for denying that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accusing her of lying about what she said. Belgium's prime minister, whose country holds the rotating presidency of the European Union at the moment, warns that the foundations of democracy will be put to the test during the November election in the U.S. He spoke after Donald Trump won the Iowa caucuses. Succession's the best drama, The Bear, top comedy at the Emmy Awards last night. This is AP News. There's word of more problems involving Boeing aircraft.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two Boeing planes in Chicago. Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing design. The left wing tip of an all-Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is $3.07 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, little change in the pattern here the past couple of days with Arctic air gripping the central and eastern United States. It'll stay this way for several days, but there will be some slight upward moderation in temperatures here, with the afternoon highs getting possibly up to 10 above by tomorrow into Thursday, and kind of staying in that level into Saturday. No major weather system in sight. There's a weak one passing through northern Wisconsin this morning with a couple of flurries. We'll see another one up there tonight. Around our area, another disturbance will track from South Dakota down through Illinois Thursday afternoon into early Friday, bringing a swath of light snow, the brunt of it going just south of us Thursday night, but we could catch a little bit here, maybe a dusting, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, we'll probably have to wait until early next week to see a chance of precipitation. Temperatures will turn noticeably warmer by early next week as mild Pacific air floods across the middle of the country. So again, that wind chill advisory in effect through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chills could be as low as 25 to 35 below zero, so please bundle up. Partly cloudy skies today, high near 3, west wind 10 to 20. A few clouds tonight, low 8 below zero. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, just turning slightly warmer with a high of 12, west wind between 10 and 15. Wednesday night, scattered clouds, low 3 below zero. Thursday, increasing clouds, high near 11. There is a 40% chance of some light snow or flurries later Thursday night, low 4 below zero. And Friday, a chance of flurries early in the morning, otherwise decreasing clouds, high near 12 degrees. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but cooler than normal. Low 6 below with a high of 12. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and warmer. Low 8 below 0 with a high of 21. And Monday, mostly cloudy and much warmer. Low 15 with a high of 33. Chance of a light wintry mix late Monday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is -8. Yesterday's high was 5 above 0. The record high, 56 in 1974. Record low, 38 below zero in 1963. A year ago, 41 was the high and the low, 36. Sunset will occur at 4:53 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:30 tomorrow morning. 2-hour delays have been the rule this morning, and that has not changed. The list is the same as basically last night. Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, all remain under a 2-hour late start. Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled, and Boscobel Bowl and Manquitz Bingo will not be held. Right now, with a little bit of a breeze making it feel around 17 below zero, the actual mark is -8 in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at last night's schedule and the schedule for tonight. Also, the Packers prepare for the weekend game against the 49ers, and NFL football news as well is coming up in just a bit.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Highland girls basketball team won 50-36 over Ithaca in a non-conference game played last night. The Cardinals gradually pulled away after leading 24-18 at halftime. Highland improved to 10-4 on the season with a win against a team that will be in the same sectional with them in this year's WIAA tournament. Caitlin Miller had 14 points, including the team's only three-pointer. Harley Fredericks had 12 points, all in the first half. Samarin Halverson and Bronwyn Halverson and Kate Terrell each had 6 points. Sophia Terrell added 4 and Addison Bedward 2. The Cardinals were 5-for-6 from the line. Ithaca was led by Olivia Young with 10, J.C. Maxwell total 8, Tristan Peterson 7, Kaylee Peterson 6, Maggie Kirshner with a 3-pointer, Josie Lau scored 2. The Bulldogs were 9-for-14 from the line. Ithaca won the JV game 41-31. Following the 50-36 win, Highland will take on Barneveld tonight. Ithaca has some makeup games, including one tonight. Here's Coach David Klang.
6:30 start time, just us and that combination of us and the guys. And then River Valley will be in February 5th. So right now we have everything kind of scheduled. We have like back-to-back weeks of three games a week. And then we kind of get back to the 2 games per week. But hopefully we don't have to make up too many more games. We're kind of squishing them in here and there. But hopefully the weather kind of cooperates with us the rest of the way.
The Bulldogs taking on DeSoto at DeSoto tonight. As David said, a 6:30 start time for that. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Cuba City was a 90-27 winner over Southwestern, and Fenimore bested Lancaster 49-43, Wuniwok Center 59-52 over Riverdale. In area girls basketball, Schulzburg beat Warren, Illinois 63-47, Cashton 79, and Melrose Mindoro 38. Also in girls basketball, Fort Atkinson over Portage, 53-35. Argyle Pecatonica beat Benton, 71-43. It was a win for Kickapoo over Boscobel last night, 58-47. For Kickapoo, they were led by Gwen Fredrickson with 19, Jaden Nagel had 17, and Autumn Jacks 13. For Boscobel, 24 for Aaron Knowles, and 10 for Nora Dilley. Boys basketball, just a couple of games last night, including Cashton over Melrose Mindoro, 79-38. There's boys basketball tonight. Wisconsin Heights will be at Richland Center. I talked to Richland Center coach Brian Poles about his team and its loss to Prairie du Chien last Thursday.
It was what we expected. I think we just, unfortunately, in that second half there, they wore us down, and we just weren't able to sustain the mental and physical effort that we needed to. You know, it was an eight-point game at halftime. I felt it could have been a bucket or two closer. So we didn't play badly in that first half. But as that second half started, you know, we just it was a culmination of those little things that finally added up and just kind of put the game out of reach. And you know, it's unfortunate. We wanted to show better than that in that second half. But it goes to our continued theme of this season, just focusing on the consistency that you need to be able to compete night in and night out, and we didn't have it on Thursday.
Brian Poles, who says this will be the second time around, which is kind of a rarity to play a non-conference team twice in a season.
You know, of course, in conference, we play everybody twice. You don't get a chance to play a non-conference team twice in the course of a season. So having that already under our belts, playing them at their place before Christmas. Now we get them returning the favor here at home. It will be interesting to see, you know, the progress we've made. I think, you know, we match up fairly well with them. I think the offense that they like to run, we were able to, you know, make some adjustments that first game. It's going to be, you know, how many small little adjustments do they make to try to be a little bit more successful offensively. We saw a lot of 2-3 zone against them, and we did a pretty decent job of moving the basketball and getting it to our spots and getting some opportunities around the rim. We're going to need to do that again, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
Coach Brian Paul says the season does go by quickly.
Looking at the calendar, there's really only about 6 weeks of the season left, and it does go quickly. And that is it's something we talk to the kids about. These seasons go so fast, the years go so fast. So just wanting to make sure that you know, we're taking it, you know, the every opportunity that we get, and using it to the fullest.
Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center boys basketball can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com tonight. Today, Platteville plays at Edgewood this afternoon. Toma is at Mauston. Bangor at Wunniwak Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, Brookwood at Alma Center, Lincoln. Black River Falls plays at Westby, Viroqua at Luther, DeSoto at North Crawford. Ithaca travels to Wazika Steuben in boys basketball, and Lafarge at Seneca, Cassville at River Ridge, Cuba City at Boscobel. Darlington is playing at Riverdale, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Fenimore at Southwestern, Highland travels to Potosi, and Lancaster at Belmont. Girls basketball, Ithaca at DeSoto, and Barneveld at Highland, Westby at Luther, Nisida at Brookwood, Hillsboro visits Cashton, New Lisbon hosts Bangor, Wunniwak Center is at Royal, Seneca at Viroqua, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, and River Valley travels to Darlington tonight. Toma will be at Mauston. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Quail Run Golf Links, a 35-80 series. Pioneer Print Company, 3,505. Gary Construction with the third best, 3,487. The top team game, Pioneer Print Company with a 1241. Lonesome Dove Tavern had a 1233. Gary Construction a 1224. Top series, Jeff Seckman with a 725. Travis Bushley a 696. Terry Wheaton with a 680. Top game, Jeff Seckman and Travis Bushley, each with 258s. Ken Nix Jr. at 255. And Terry Wheaton with a 242. Don Maley with a 639, 111 over average, and Ray Lindvig bowled a 635, 92 pins over average.
Marquette shooters like Cam Jones and Tyler Kolick were able to find the range and led their team to an 87-74 victory over Villanova Monday afternoon at home. Jones connected on 10 of 12 shots for 22 points, and Kolick scored 21 to go with 11 assists as Coach Shaka Smart's team ended a short two-game losing streak. Kolick earned the assists by getting ready to find his people in the paint consistently, and that led Marquette to the victory. They had 24 assists and just 3 turnovers, while evening the Big East Conference record to 3-3. The 12-5 Golden Eagles are off until Saturday when they play at St. John's. The Badger men's basketball team travels to Penn State for a Big Ten Conference game tonight. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. Wisconsin will be looking for its 6th straight victory over the conference opponent. Penn State has dropped 2 games in a row, while the Badgers have won 6 straight. The Nittany Lions aren't a physical team, and they haven't produced the shooting success necessary to win many games in the tough Big Ten. They are 8-9 overall, 2-4 in the conference. The Badgers are 13-3 overall, and they are the only remaining team yet to lose a conference game as they come in at 5-0. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Packers and 49ers have a history in the NFL playoffs. They meet Saturday night in the divisional round. San Francisco has won 5 of the 9 meetings and emerged victorious in the last 4 in a row after Green Bay's stunning rout of heavily favored Dallas. It isn't likely they'll be overlooked. The 49ers are currently 10-point favorites to advance. They're also the favorites to win this year's Super Bowl after the Cowboys and Rams were sent packing. Coach Matt LaFleur yesterday was asked if the Pack will leave to go out west early.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine, being that it's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and I'd say the majority of the week's going to be more jog through tempo. There might be able to have some live reps towards the end of the week, but just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
Coach LaFleur says Aaron Jones has been something when he's been healthy.
First of all, he's got great vision, his ability to break tackles, make people miss, and there were so many things that showed up when you watch the tape where some of those big plays that we were able to in the pass game, I mean, he's saving the day in protection, whether it's somebody missing a block up front or him stepping up and picking up blitz pickup. So, I mean, he impacted the game greatly.
LaFleur talks about facing their opponent this weekend.
I think we just continue to take it one day at a time and try to get better each and every day and attack it, the process, the right way. And certainly we know we're going against one of the elite teams in the National Football League, certainly the class of the NFC. They've got a lot of the same players that they've had for a few years now, and they've added some other freak shows over there. So we know it's a great challenge.
Josh Allen threw 3 touchdown passes and scored on a franchise playoff record 52-yard touchdown run, and the Buffalo Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in the AFC wildcard playoff game that was pushed a day back because of the lake effect blizzard. Elsewhere, it was a win for Baker Mayfield with 337 yards and 3 touchdowns, leading the resurgent Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 32-9 wildcard playoff victory over Jalen Hurts. From 10-1 to 1-done, the Eagles' collapse is complete. The defending NFC champions won't be going back to the Super Bowl. They're heading into a potentially turbulent offseason after an early vacation that few could have imagined into December. Bill Belichick signaled he's ready to get back to coaching less than a week after parting ways with the Patriots, speaking with the Falcons about their vacant position. The Falcons announced Monday night they have interviewed the 71-year-old Belichick, who left the Patriots on Thursday after 24 seasons and a record 6 Super Bowl championships. The 5th of those Super Bowls came nearly 7 years ago against the Falcons in a game against Atlanta that Atlanta led 28-3 in the 3rd quarter before Tom Brady rallied the Patriots to a 34-28 overtime victory. And Jim Harbaugh is interviewed with the Chargers for their head coaching vacancy a week after he led the University of Michigan to a national title. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents. Support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Grant, Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. See Southwest Title LLC for title insurance and real estate closings. Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast at Subway. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, TC Auto Works will get you back on the road.
Number one versus number one in boys basketball certainly lives up to the hype. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It was perhaps the game of the year in the state of Wisconsin, and Saturday's non-conference boys basketball matchup between Wisconsin Lutheran and host Apeer did not disappoint. Riding a 42-game overall winning streak as the defending Division I state champions, Apeer has been the top-ranked team in the WISSports.net D1 coaches poll all season. Undefeated as well, including a win over rival Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran entered as the number one team in Division II. The visiting Vikings led 26-20 at halftime, and the game remained close the entire way, with Wisconsin Lutheran holding on for a 70-68 win. Duke commit Con Knipple, one of the favorites for the state's coveted Mr. Basketball, was too much for Depeer, scoring 38 points, including six made three-pointers. Logan Reinfleisch added 12 for Wisco, while Badgers junior commit Zach Kinziger had a team-high 19 for Depeer. In another key Saturday game, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More down Kenosha St. Joseph 79-58, with senior standouts Amari McCautry and Sokoa Canoe combining for 57 points. There's plenty of news and analysis to be found over at WISSports.net right now, including a look at some changes to proposed conference realignment from the WIAA, an updated football state record book, plus Mark Miller breaks down the top contenders for Mr. Basketball. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Homeownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the homeownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They offer convenient takeout options so you can enjoy Latin flavor wherever you are for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Dine in to enjoy amenities such as pool tables, slots, and video games. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center. Now offering gift cards so you can spread the flavorful experience.
WRCO 100.9.
takes your breath away. Counting years, counting reasons why it won't work. But what if it does? What if tomorrow all those closed doors open? But if you
Hunter Girl on WRCO Radio, and it ain't about you. Just past 8:30 on this Tuesday morning. Trivia is up in a little bit. Entertainment news. We'll share with you some trivia about a birthday celebrant today. This is Tiara Kennedy.
Bartender Betty's got a real big mouth. Sally at the beauty shop will tell every blonde in town. Passengers will lie, they pass a plate around on Sunday and Sundays. I do my best to try and keep it to myself, but you're all over my mind, and I need somebody to tell.
picture there from Myrtle Beach. You think it was just you and me on a crowded 4th of July. Look at you holding me tight, and I should probably take that down. Plus a few more laying around. Maybe then I could move on. But then again, I probably won't get around to that. Cause I'm all of a breathing. I should probably just let you go and get yours. Listen, you come back on your own, but I probably won't get around to that. I bet you're out there somewhere on the town. Bet you got all them boys hanging around. You probably had a few drinks. Bet you're starting to notice those wings. And you should probably think this through before they end up hurting you. You should probably just come back home. But you probably won't get around to that.
Bookie Covington on WRCL. One of our astute and good-looking listeners pointing out that they see a bit of a rainbow. Let me see here. Maybe. Wonder if the pot of gold is right outside the window here. But saw that the other day. And what did they tell me that was? A sun blast? I mean, we saw that on Sunday morning. Just this beautiful light in the sky over the hills. And Yeah, and then a little bit of a rainbow kind of tailed off from that as well. So I'm not sure if that's what it is, but wintertime, a little bit of a something to say, my, ain't that pretty out there. And the snow on the trees is kind of pretty, too. Now that the wind has calmed down, it's amazing that -7, I don't want to say it feels warm, but I guess I'm used to it.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
I'm told by some astute listeners that the rainbow is caused by the ice crystals in the air, the sunshine gleaming through. So I'm learning something all the time. And then the term that I couldn't think of, sun dog. That's what I was trying to think of, a sun dog. And kind of this blast of sunshine coming over the hill, kind of like almost like a sunshine explosion. And we saw that on Sunday morning. It was cold and kind of as the sunrise came, we were driving toward Milwaukee. We got a good glimpse of that on Sunday. But again, today, a little bit of a colorful rainbow in the air. Coming up, our trivia question of the day. It is sponsored by E.T. Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from E.T. Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Birdseye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at E.T. Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
16 minutes before 9 o'clock, trivia time today from WRCO. We do want to mention that Added Touch Floral and Gifts will open up at 10 o'clock this morning. Just had that word come in, so they will open up, but not until 10 this morning. And as far as the two-hour delays, nothing changed in that list since early today. Well, here's the trivia question of the day, which can net you a great prize from E.T. Foods. Ronnie Millsap has a birthday today. His song Daydreams About Night Things hit number one in September of 1975, really putting him on the map. Which iconic song did it knock out of number one? Was it A, Delta Dawn, B, Rhinestone Cowboy, C, Convoy, or D, Country Bumpkin? Daydreams About Night Things hit number one, September 75. Which of those iconic songs did it knock out of number one?
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Straight way on.
Georgia for my crash on some sunrise weed. You can kiss me fast and drive real slow. That old Chevy might take as long as it takes you and Jesus to fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost way down the back two lane. Little Georgia trip we on up. Get me out of my head and out of this town. And tell me no matter what, you'll be by my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go bad. Yeah, you do me like that when I climb up in your truck. Just pick me up. Just pick me up. Ooh, give me lost way out down a back two lane. Little draw straight way.
We have found our winner today. Congratulations to Pauline Fredrickson, the winner from ET Foods. We're also this week kind of bonusing prizes with a ticket for the upcoming showing of Priscilla at the Center Cinema Twins last weekend in January. So that's a great prize as well. Ronnie Millsap's Daydreams About Night Things hit number one in September of 1975. Which iconic song did it knock out at number one? It was none other than Rhinestone Cowboy, B. That was kind of the song of the entire year. And Convoy came a little bit later in the year. So Convoy was late 75. Delta Dawn was a couple of years before that. And Country Bumpkin was the song of the year in 1974. So there you go. Congrats to Pauline, our winner from ET Foods.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Well, I really don't mind the rain, and the smile can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train that's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a coming.
every night. You make my daydreams come true. Well, all day long while I'm working in town, time slows down to a crawl. When I'm not thinking about you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye factory and hello, love, and there's a smile across my face. 'Cause I'm back in the arms of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. About night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true.
There we go, a twin spin from 1975. Ronnie Millsap turns 81 today.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
We're warming up, I can tell, 6 degrees below zero right now in Richland Center. Reminder, Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled for today. Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be having bingo, and Add a Touch Floral will be opening as of 10 o'clock this morning. Some of the latest reminders we have. Otherwise, the schools that chose to delay, looks like they're going on their way. Most of them starting at around 10 o'clock this morning, but the buses are already out there and rolling. We'll have some important news coming up in the morning show about some upcoming farm programs. We'll enjoy that coming up here. A little conversation over a cup of coffee today on a hot day. Yeah, hot day over the cup anyway. This is Winona Judd.
Baby, when the curtains moved, I couldn't believe the view.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. We put the wraps on our morning session.